Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 27 today, verses 20 through 22. Proverbs 27, verses 20 through 22. It says, Sheol and Abaddon are never satisfied, and never satisfied are the eyes of man. The crucible is for silver, and the furnace is for gold, and a man is tested by his praise. Crush a fool in a mortar with a pestle, along with crushed grain, yet his folly will not depart from him. Now, if you were with us last Saturday, as we go through the book of Proverbs on Saturdays, you'll know that we dealt with the heart of man and why we do our jobs and the heart behind what we do. But once again, these scriptures speak of the heart of men and women and what is deep down within us. Folks, in order to truly grow and mature, change, we must first know the depths of our sin problem in our flesh. The scripture very clearly here says that Sheol and Abaddon are never satisfied, and never satisfied are the eyes of man. All right, let me just put it to you this way. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 17, I love how Paul describes himself, because Paul understood the depths of his sin, his wickedness. He says in verse 12 of chapter 1 of 1 Timothy, I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service, though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent, but I received mercy, because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I receive mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who are to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, and mortal, invisible, and only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Do you see how Paul described himself? He saw himself as the chief of sinners, the foremost of sinners. Folks, if you want to grow in your walk with the Lord, you want to mature as a Christian, you need to keep in mind the depth of your sin. And even though we've been forgiven of our sin, that sin is in our flesh still, and we still wrestle with it as Paul did in Romans chapter 7. Listen to what he says in Romans chapter 7, verses 14 through 25. He goes on and he says, For we know that the law is spiritual, but I'm of the flesh, sold under sin. For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it's good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Christ Jesus our Lord. So then I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin. Paul understood the struggle. He understood that even though he used to be the chief of sinners, even though he'd been forgiven, he still had sin in his flesh, and he has to have victory through Jesus Christ. If you were to take the time and look at Psalm 50, you would see in Psalm 51, I mean, verses 1 through 10, in Psalm 51, verses 1 through 10, David cries out to God, wash me, make me clean. In sin I was conceived. My mother gave birth to me in sin. I've had sin since the womb. It's just who I am, and that's caused me to act in the way I have, and I need your cleansing, and I need your forgiveness. Folks, today, I want you to hear from the scriptures. I want you to hear the challenge from our section in Proverbs. As the crucible is for silver and the furnace is for gold, and a man is tested by his praise, it says, Sheol and Abaddon are never satisfied, and never satisfied are the eyes of man. Know the depth of your sin. Oh, don't be like the person in verse 22. It says, crush a fool and a mortar with a pestle, along with crushed grain, and yet his folly will not depart from him. Don't be one of those people. Humble yourself before God. Be broken before God and say, Lord, I not only need to be saved, I need your sanctification in my life every single day. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.